Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
You know what? I heard somebody else that saw the eclipse. They also called it life-changing. But that's the same person that also said that they had eaten a cheesecake, and that was life-changing. So,
well, yeah, that takes a little luster off.
Yeah. So the Bob Almanac, and oh, by the way, it's 8 minutes. I did track down the answer to that. Light from the sun for it to get to here, 8 minutes. So now you know.
Eight and one-third minutes.
Well, one-third.
Somebody texted me, but I don't know, I wouldn't consider him an expert on just anything other than beer.
Well, Bobby on the Rum also said about 8 minutes, but that isn't where I got it. I didn't get it from Bobby. Sorry, I wasn't looking at your text. I actually got it from my original source that obviously I lost track of what was going on. My wife said, yesterday's almanac was too long. So,
she's
the only one that I take any broadcasting advice or direction from. FYI. So if she says it.
Not me either.
No. Today's Bob Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence. When you're in your backyard oasis, we might just cut off the Gone But Not Forgottens. They're getting
that
stale.
That wouldn't surprise me if I if I got cut.
Yep. If, you know what they say, bury the dead, they stink up the joint. When you're in your backyard oasis, this is Authority Fence. They're bringing you the Almanac. When you're in your backyard oasis, you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products. Back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com. Click on free fence estimator or give Scott and Jared a call now. 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC 393-238. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. What day is it here for 2024? It's 107. The first book of postage stamps was issued and went on sale this date in 1900. They were 2-cent stamps. They were available in books of 12, 24, and 48. Did you hear they're raising the cost of stamps again? They're trying to. It's not official yet. But they're trying to go from 68 to 73. I mail so little now that I don't even follow up. I don't even know. You buy those forever stamps. I've got forever stamps that I probably bought, and it was like 5 or 6 stamp cost changes ago. 5 times that they've changed ago that I got these forever stamps. I mail just a few things here or there. You know, back in the day, we mail all your bills, and now I basically pay all of those online. There's a few things that I do, some lawn care service, my guys that handle my irrigation and my sprinklers, I send them, but that there isn't much, is there?
You don't have to.
No, but if you want to be old school, you're weird.
Yeah, I can hardly write, but yet I write out a lot of my bills still, and that's maybe why I'm always late, because they don't credit it. Because you can't figure out who wrote it.
1962, this date.
Good evening, CBS News headquarters.
We need to hear from Walter Cronkite here today. He made his debut.
Good evening from CBS News headquarters in New York. Civil war threatens Algeria tonight.
Yeah, he made the move. He was in the big chair. He made his debut. He succeeded Douglas Edwards, who is kind of the Wally Pipp of Anchorman, the CBS Evening News. Walter Cronkite took over this date in 62. He lasted well into the 80s, and he handed over to Dan Rather.
He was the most trusted man in America.
He certainly was.
And he had a very, unique and different style that it was unmistakable about who it was.
Well, there are a lot of unmistakable
for sure.
Anchorman. I mean, David Brinkley, and you know a number of those when they're delivering their news. And he wasn't the most trusted man in America because of news. I mean, he didn't cheat at board games. That's why.
Oh,
that reputation preceded the whole CBS Evening News thing. Let's move 10 years later in 72.
On behalf of the people of the United States, I am pleased to be here and accept the precious gift of the pandas and also these other mementos from the government of the People's Republic of China.
You heard about, we talked about ping pong diplomacy. How about panda diplomacy? Ooh. We got some pandas on this date from China. You know, it's nice to think about back to a day when China would just give us pandas instead of surveillance propaganda spreading online apps. Right, Neil?
Right. And pandemics.
Like that. Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that TikTok thing. So that was 72. Right. We got some giant. These just weren't pandas. They were giant pandas. Back in 87, FCC sternly warned U.S. radio stations to watch the use of indecent language on the airwaves. Mm. The Howard Stern era was beginning, and they were pushing the envelope. Late 80s, you were already on the radio by then. You're up. Give me your Rozo thing.
Yeah, let me be land forecast.
Oh, that's very good. Didn't they contact you about the use of the word hooey? Didn't you use hooey? You were talking about something that's a bunch of hooey. Didn't they give you a warning? I mean, you weren't fined.
No, it was just a stern warning.
Yeah. 2013, let's remember Pat Summerall.
60 Minutes. No, he's not an actor. He's an honest-to-God police captain. So honest-to-God that he risked his career to free an innocent man on death row. Then it's murder, she wrote, starring Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, Pat Summerall passed away at the age of 82, and the older he got, the longer that pause got.
Right.
John Madden could go use the bathroom in the time it took him to observe that comma between murder and she wrote. And John Madden, he went to the bathroom a lot. He had a small bladder.
Did.
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
You would
that.
You'd picture that he was a bigger one, and that's Pat Summerall. Was a player. Was he a kicker? And then, obviously, a longtime broadcaster with his buddy John
Madden. Yeah, he
was
more than a kicker, though. Yeah.
Right. But he did kick.
He did kick, too. Yeah. Yes.
He was at the age of 82 when he passed away, 2013. 2016.
I can focus on Hillary. Crooked Hillary. We can focus on Hillary.
Yeah, this was the date that Donald Trump, during presidential campaigning, he coined the phrase Crooked Hillary on this date. And you know what? They're all crooked.
They're all
crooked. Just varying degrees of crooked, right? How about 2016? Same day. Axl Rose confirmed as the replacement for Brian Johnson on AC/DC's lineup. He had to leave the band, career-ending hearing problem. And then Axl came in, and of course he could belt them out.
Yeah, he did good.
Yeah, he's not Bon Scott or Brian Johnson, but pretty good fill-in. And then he ran into voice problems as well. I can just imagine you sing like that too, you know, for a long period of time, you're going to do some damage.
I don't think I could do it for 10 minutes.
To the old voice.
The voice would be gone.
Yeah. 2021 this date.
At the opening of the Communist Party's Congress, 89-year-old Raul Castro announced he is ending six decades of rule by himself and his older brother Fidel Castro that began with the 1959 revolution.
Raul Castro announced he was resigning as the Communist Party leader in Cuba. He had stepped down as president a few years early. He's kind of just been cooling his jets a little bit. But Neil, I do hear that he's eyeing a comeback.
He's eyeing a comeback.
He's taking a look at the Minneapolis City Council. Coming, and if there's any open seats there.
Okay. Throw his name in a hat.
Maya, come on up. Bobby Vinton is celebrating today, is 89.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. Blue on blue, now that we are through.
Nobody can deny the smoothness of Bobby Vinton.
And I find I can't get over losing you.
Well, didn't he have a song called Blue Velvet? She wore blue velvet. So Bobby Vinton still with us here at 89. Roses are red. You have a favorite Bobby Vinton song, Neil, off the top of your head?
No.
That's a shame. Kareem's on our list today.
And he says that lots of times you don't even run down court. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Exactly. But the kid had some, I mean, he was, well, he was based on truth a little bit, because how many times you'd watch the Lakers later in Kareem's career, you know, they'd had five passes into their offense already, and here's Kareem just getting across half court.
Right. Right. Lugging it down. Yeah. It did take a while sometimes.
It did. But there he is in Airplane, of course. He was Roger Murdoch, Roger. You have Clarence, you know, the whole bit there. He was the pilot, the co-pilot.
Very
along with
stuff.
Peter Graves, Kareem.
Did good.
77 today. Another sports figure.
What do you think having a 37-year-old?
We're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now we're preparing for Cincinnati.
Okay, do you feel like the talent you have here is good enough?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
Getting ready for Cincinnati, which is actually, you said it's not about the past or about the future. Well, actually, the Cincinnati game was in the future, right?
Right. So really, it wasn't.
So Bill Belichick
predicted himself there.
Bill Belichick, six-time Super Bowl champ. A little bit of a curmudgeon, but hey, we need more of those, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
He was going to be the coach of the Jets, and then he got buyer's remorse, and the Patriots came a-calling. And he moved there.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah, because he was the coach of the Browns, and he went to the Jets, and then the Jets.
Yeah.
He was going to succeed Bill Parcells, his old buddy at the Jets, and he decided the Jets announced him as the coach, and then what was it 2 days later? Nope, going to the Patriots. But
then Tom Brady showed up.
Right, and that was good timing there. And Belichick is done. Right, he's no longer. They kind of forced him out.
Yes,
he wanted to stay, and they said it was time.
Time for a change.
Yeah, exactly. Here's voice actor Billy West.
Oh, God. It's the future. My parents. My coworkers. My girlfriend. I'll never see any of them again. Yahoo!
Remember that show Futurama? Good show, done by the Simpsons people. Billy West, who is a voice actor, he was the Honey Nut Cheerio. He was the Red M&M. He did a lot of voices on Futurama. Ren and Stimpy. Anybody know Ren and Stimpy?
Oh, yeah.
He was
familiar with it.
He was that voice as well. He's celebrating today. Here's 72. Sleep when your bed is burning, Neil. You have to be a real solid sleeper, a real deep sleeper, don't you think?
That would be uncomfortable, I'm pretty sure of it.
Leeds, have you heard that song before?
No.
Midnight Oil, Peter Garrett, who is the lead singer, the bald guy. Big hit, late 80s. What were you doing in the late 80s? Well, you were focused on country. You were living the Randy Travis life.
I really was.
Going crazy. You were digging up bones and saying forever and ever, amen. But
I had transformed.
Peter Garrett is 71. Please tell me you've heard this one.
Help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way.
I've heard this. I don't know who it is.
It's Soul Asylum.
Oh, Soul Asylum.
Minneapolis, right, folks.
I do.
And then they turned
it. Yeah, that's good. I've heard that.
Their video, then they turned it, you know, into the direction of helping to find lost people, lost children, and missing people. People that have run away or otherwise just disappeared. David Perner from Minneapolis, Soul Asylum, 60.
Hmm. Looks like she's heading for Malibu.
What does she know in Malibu?
No idea.
The hell is that?
Oh, damn. I'm out of gas.
How could you be out of gas?
I don't know. I just put $3 in the other day.
$3?
Actually, $2.50. I bought a Milky Way.
John Cryer, 59 today. Alan Harper from Two and a Half Men. He was in Pretty in Pink, of course, and other things. He and Charlie Sheen made a really good combination
good.
On
yep.
that Two and a Half Men. He's almost 60. He's 59. Also 59.
Damn. Yo, these your BADs?
Martin, what are BADs?
Big ass drawers.
So you got BVDs, and now you got BADs, Neil. So please keep that in mind. Martin Lawrence.
He was in
Bad Boys, and of course his show Martin, 59 today.
No, one of the fish are right out of
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
That's from the movie Christmas Carol, or Christmas Story. You know Christmas Carol. He used to have a sounder that said, "What's a Christmas story?" That's Peter Billingsley. He's little Ralphie on A Christmas Story. How old do you think little Ralphie is today?
Fifty-two.
For Peter Billingsley, who was Ralphie. He was also one of the Messy Marvins. He was Messy Marvin.
No relation to Barbara Billingsley?
No. Okay. Messy Marvin, who was in the Hershey syrup commercials. Remember, he had the squeeze bottle there, and that's the one thing he didn't make a mess of, was making his chocolate milk.
Because ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing, and I'm so lonely.
Neil, you know Akon. He's 51 today. He was the guy. He was the guy who made the auto-tune famous.
Oh,
where you could sing and be in tune. It's called auto-tune,
right,
Neil? And Akon is 51, and it's also fitting that I would use that song "Lonely" because could you tell there they sampled Mr. Lonely from isn't that Bobby Vinton? Isn't that a Bobby Vinton song?
Yeah, that is. I believe.
I'm lonely, Mr. Lonely. Mr. They made it sound like Minnie Mouse, but still, that was Bobby Vinton's sample. He's 51, and our rapper of the day is Chance the Rapper.
Okay,
and he's 31.
Chance the Rapper,
the one and only Chance the Rapper, is 31.
Mm-hmm. Gone, but not forgotten. Today, we're going to start with somebody from our history books. He got in a plane along with his brother Orville. They became the first men to fly. Wilbur Wright. Wilbur Wright, 1867. One of the greatest silent movie stars of all time. Maybe the biggest name in silent movies. Charlie Chaplin. He wanted to move into the talkies, but he didn't have a very good voice. It didn't match. So he was a silent film star. Charlie Chaplin, born on this day, 1889. Our first audio of the day is Academy Award-winning actor Sir Peter Ustinov.
It would take a great woman to make Crassus fall out of love with himself. I'll be honest with you, Gracchus. She is not as unattractive as I told you she was. Dignity and honesty in one afternoon, I hardly recognize you.
That's from Spartacus, Neil.
Dignity and honesty. I hardly recognize you. That's a pretty good line right there. 1921 for Peter Ustinov.
Only the best.
That's what we get. Academy Award-winning composer. You certainly know his works. The great Henry Mancini. You got your Peter Gunn. Yep. You got your Pink Panther. Oh, so many others. Days of Wine and Roses. Breakfast at Tiffany's. He did a lot of work as an award-winning composer. Hank Mancini, born on this day, 1924. Fine actress, married to Ernie Kovacs for a while there before he died, sadly. Edie Adams, she was Miss USA Television in 1950. And, of course, she was a part of a mad, 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 mad world. Always one of our go-tos here on the Bob Almanac. And
did
you
she
remember?
Show up, did she show up on, let's say, What's My Line or To Tell the Truth? Those kind of those panel shows. I think I remember that. Huh?
Yeah, for sure. She was a lovely lady. Did a great Marilyn Monroe impression, as a matter of fact, 1927. Oh. Dusty Springfield was born on this day, 1939. A fine singer.
You don't have to say you love me. Just be close at hand. You don't have to stay.
She had a litany of hits.
She sure did. The great Dusty Springfield right there, born on this day, 1939. And remember Jerry Rafferty?
Winding your way down on Baker Street. Light in your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day. Something out of way.
Are you going to play along?
I was looking for my kazoo. I was going to play it.
Right.
This city dead.
I haven't heard the kazoo for a while.
So many people, but
it's gone, evidently, but not forgotten.
Well, you said said it's been a while since we used it, so right. You know, it just it's been a while, so I had took a while to find it. I just don't use it very often.
No.
It anymore is because you weren't. It's hard to get name that tune.
Yeah, I almost needed a little.
Yeah, it was kazoo. Sometimes it's just so flat.
Yeah,
and I thought that was one that you would get for sure. The one time I did that one, Baker Street, and you didn't get it. And that's when I reevaluated at that point.
Born on this day, 1947, and you remember Selena? Was she killed or
yes,
somebody
by her, like the
her?
President of her fan club.
Oh, that she was the one.
Yes.
Oh, very sad. Fine singer, talented lady. 1971, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot a wrestler.
And the animal lets his opponent out. Look at that. Look. Now there's no rhyme or reason to what he's doing.
None whatsoever.
Look at that. Look at the animal all down in it. The animal rolled down into the turnbuckle. Legend.
George Animal Steel, he never met a turnbuckle he didn't want to take a chunk out of and eat the foam stuffing. We're talking George the Animal Steel. William James Myers. Mm-hmm. George the Animal Steel, born this day in 1937. He was actually a school teacher.
Oh, no.
And he transformed.
Are you kidding?
No. He transformed himself into George the Animal Steel.
I bet you his former students were going, huh? Really?
Hey, there's Mr. Myers. Gosh, I guess I don't want to be late with my homework.
No kidding.
And instead,
oh, that's too good.
And instead of saying your dog ate your homework, you can say your teacher ate your homework.
Right.
Because he was eating, I'm sure, if you eat turnbuckles, you're eating loose leaf paper out of one of those mead notebooks.
Yeah, that must look really good at that point.
So, anyway, George the Animal Steel. 1937, we lost him in 2017. Now they're
gone, but not forgotten.
Reba's Consider Me Gone, Dolly Parton's Tennessee Homesick Blues, or Brad Paisley, American Saturday Night.
We'll try Dolly.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLC.